Welcome into the student section. I'm Brooks Carter, joined by my co-host Alex Simpson and Brett Graybert. Across the glass, we have Andrew Clare producing for us this afternoon. Welcome in, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well, man. My only class got canceled by the half snow day we had today, where we got the email last night, and then they reserved the right to uncancel classes tomorrow. They started classes at 1. My only class was at 11, so booyah.
Yeah, I do have one tonight, unfortunately, but snow has definitely been, not even necessarily snow here, just bad.
Ice,
yeah, stuff like that. You know, that's been really the thing that has kept us out of class here. We were forced to actually come to class today at 1 o'clock because of how many classes we've actually missed thus far. I know in my hometown of Dalton they've had 2 inches of snow already, and it's going to continue to snow into the night and into tomorrow. So, you know, it's looking like the blizzard of 93 in Dalton, Georgia right now. So, but we're going to get into the snow and into the show. And speaking of the snow, we're going to talk about the Winter Olympics here to start off the show. Not to spoil anything for anyone that wanted to watch this tonight, but the men's half pipe, which is one of the most anticipated events in the Winter Olympics every year, especially here over the last decade or so, just went final here shortly. I mean, within the last hour or hour and a half, and the favorite to win the gold medal, Shaun White, the American snowboarder, which would have been his third consecutive gold medal, dating all the way back to 2006 in Turin, lost. He didn't even medal. He did not get a gold, silver, or bronze. He finished behind. The gold medalist was a man known by iPod as his nickname. We're not going to try to pronounce his name. We'll just say the first three letters of his last name are P-O-D, Pod. So, and he won on a trick that is known as YOLO, is the nickname of the trick, which we'll get into that in a minute. But he is a Swedish snowboarder, and the two that finished with the silver and bronze are both from Japan. So, first of all, just can you get over immediate thoughts here? Just shocked. They didn't even medal.
Very, very shocked, especially, I know, we were talking about this earlier, where Shaun White is a true competitor in snowboarding, whereas sometimes, you know, the nature of this sport, especially since it's been integrated into the Olympics, can be questioned. You know, is how hard do these guys really work on something that happens so quickly and seems so laid back for so much of the time? But Shaun White is a real competitor and a guy who's brought a lot of fire to this event, particularly when he's been representing his country at the Olympics. You know, he takes a lot of solace in the success he has in the X Games, but the Olympics are only once every 4 years, so you know this has got to sting.
Yeah, I agree. Well, now looking at some of the things that are coming out, it doesn't look like Shaun White even executed anything that he thought. Looks like he kind of fell during the finals. He landed this trick in two qualifying rounds, and then it just didn't come together in the finals that happened earlier. I think it's more, everyone's going to be watching this, but it's going to come down to, is he too old? Many people have said that his swagger, can it continue on? Because at some point, after two Olympics, at some point, these other countries are going to try to catch up to the level that he's at, and he's put a lot into those X Games. So, looking at the X Games, maybe that hurt him other than just taking every 2 years for the Olympics, because then he's kind of showing his hand when he does some of these X Games.
Four years for the Olympics there.
4 years, yeah.
And here's the thing, too. You're going to talk about the question of if he's old or not. I did want to speak to the point that you said he did crash on his snowboard. He almost, you'll see it tonight on NBC on the Olympic, if you watch the Winter Olympics tonight. He almost cracked his snowboard in half. And I'm just sitting here thinking, how does that even happen? As good as the products and stuff that that these companies put out nowadays, how would a snowboard break? I mean, how is a guy who is the best, who is proclaimed as the best snowboarder in the world, how does his snowboard almost break in half?
I have to wonder. I have not seen any footage. I've only seen the one photo that you just spoke of, Brooks. But I have to wonder if the conditions in Sochi had to play some sort of part in a snowboard breaking like that. Like you said, these products are high quality. These are Olympic products that these guys are using. Mm-hmm. They are supposed to withstand just about anything you can throw at them. And we've had a lot of complaints, you know, in different events, not necessarily the half pipe, about the conditions or the terrain that certain downhill skiers and this, that, and the other, people getting hurt, people thinking the tracks aren't necessarily safe for high quality competition. And there's been a little question about the weather in Sochi. I'm pretty sure I saw a tweet the other day that said it was colder in Tuscaloosa right now than it was in Sochi, Russia. So that just tells you that is a whole lot of weird things going on in Sochi right now as far as conditions and external factors that normally don't play into something like this happening. So I'd be curious to see later on how any conditions or any external factors played a part in this.
And getting back to Brett's question of if he's too old or not, here's the thing I want to bring up. Okay, he's 27 years old. He's this is his third Olympics. Michael Phelps, when he first hit it big, of course, he competed in four Olympics. He competed in one when he was 15, but the first one that he actually medaled in, he was 19. And then he did again, obviously, won all eight gold medals when he was 23. And then at this past Olympics in London, he was 27. Mm-hmm. And he medaled a lot in that, but I mean, I know we're talking about,
but not as much as he did before.
Well, he didn't compete in as many events either, though.
Yes.
But if we're talking about from an age standpoint, Sean White is literally on the exact same track that Michael Phelps was on. And but I mean, then again, we got to take that with a grain of salt because Michael Phelps is arguably the greatest Olympian of all time. But I mean, I don't think he's too old. I mean, he's been he's been on top of his game. I mean, he won the X Games gold medal here. I mean, I know he did in 2012. I'm not sure if he did in 2013 or not. I mean, he's a guy who has still been on top of his game into his mid 20s. So, I mean, I don't think age is a question. I think he just choked is what I honestly think. I think that the board malfunction had a little bit to do with it, but I mean, he looks like, if you look at the picture, he landed the trick he was trying to attempt. The board, like, he didn't land the board evenly. Like, that's why he didn't hit the slope well enough, and it looked like it's cracked in half, about to crack in half. And I think he messed up. That's what I think. I think he choked. Which, I mean, a guy who's been on top of the sport for almost a decade now, I mean, it's bound to happen at some point.
Saying, are the X Games hurting him because it's too much competition? Like, he's showing his hand too early. I wasn't necessarily saying age is hurting him. I'm just saying the amount of competition you're doing, I think that takes a wear and tear on him. And other guys seeing some of these tricks that he can do, maybe if they just complete those tricks he's done before better than him, then that hurts him overall than trying to reach the highest point.
I think we have to consider something this. I mean, we talk about him being on the same track as Michael Phelps, you know, as far as his duration as an Olympian. But a lot of Sean White's contemporaries who we talked about in previous Winter Olympics, Apollo Anton Ono, Lindsey Vonn, they're not at this Olympics. It's hard to stay in at the top of your sport for a really long time. Lindsey Vonn, obviously, due to injuries.
Well, but Ono, he's like 31 now.
Yes, and there's not exactly, you know, an exact age comparison there, but when you talk about people who you know, grab headlines in their respective events at these Winter Olympics, a lot of the people that we've talked about at the same time we've been talking about Sean White over the last couple Olympics aren't there anymore. So he is getting to the point where it's going to be more difficult to stay on top, and I think that he still definitely has the ability to compete and medal and do and perform at a high level at all these events, but I just don't know how much longer we can say definitively he's the best.
Yes, we'll definitely have to see moving forward where his career goes from here. I mean, this is definitely a step back, and it leaves fans of Sean White and American snowboarding wondering where it goes from here, because he's the face of the sport. I know he sat out of the X Games this year in preparation for the Olympics, and he even withdrew from some competitions in the Olympics that he had initially entered to focus on the halfpipe, and now this happens. So definitely we'll see where he's where this goes from here as he's after this setback. But let's continue to go with the theme of the snow here. We're gonna get into with the Winter Olympics, and then obviously the bad winter weather here across the southeast in the United States, and also obviously up the East Coast into the Northeast, as it has been for the last week or so. We're going to talk about our favorite bad weather games of all time. I said of all sports, but really the only thing you can kind of narrow it down to is football, because if anything else has bad weather, they typically don't play in it. The only thing I can think of as far as American sports that are played outdoors, where I know it snowed at an NHL outdoor game before. That's about it.
It snowed at some baseball games. Mm-hmm, two years ago.
Oh, and in Cleveland. It was in Cleveland.
They suspended that game because that was way late snow. But baseball games, normally they don't play. That's just canceled.
And then you see all the players running across and sliding on the tarps as they cover the field. But so let's talk about this really quickly. Our favorite bad weather games. I'll go ahead and let you start first, Alex.
Well, for me at least, when I think of really, really, good cold weather games, when it comes to football in particular, you got to think of Lambeau Field up in Green Bay. I think you're going back to like the very first beginnings of the NFL, the Ice Bowl between the Packers and the Cowboys, all the games that Brett Favre and now Aaron Rodgers have led in cold, terrible conditions up there in Green Bay, where the fans are just rabid. They ride it out, and some of the most devoted fans in the NFL show up to these just ridiculous games where it's multiple degrees below freezing almost every time. But game for me, and I know that you're going to appreciate this, Brett, because I remember watching this game very vividly, is Brett Favre's really last hurrah as a Packer, his last real shot at it, in 2007 when the Packers and the Giants met in Lambeau for the NFC Championship game.
That was his last game as a Packer.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he retired and then became a Jet a few weeks later after this game. But the only thing that the long and the short of it, the Giants won 23-20 to set up the matchup with the Patriots in the Super Bowl and shocked, 18-1, the lone loss for the Patriots that season. But this game was so much more impressive for me because I thought Tom Coughlin's face was literally going to fall off.
Yes, yes.
His face was so frostbitten and red and raw after this game. I don't have numbers in front of me as far as the temperature in that game, but
it was below zero. The wind chill factor was below zero. I remember looking back to that game, his face was literally like the color of the red on the Giants uniforms. That's how red it was.
-3 degrees and wind chill of -24 at this game,
and that's unbelievable. Lawrence Tynes hit the game-winning field goal there, and it was funny because before that game, Brett Favre threw an interception in his last pass as a Packer, and then threw an interception in his last pass as a Jet, and then threw an interception
as a Viking.
Yeah. So his last three passes with those three franchises were interceptions. So, we're gonna get into our other two on the other side of the break. We're gonna have to take a short break here. Coming back on the other side, we're gonna talk about our two favorite bad weather games, and then we're gonna get into some NCAA basketball talk from the national landscape, some bracketology as Joe Lenardi is getting closer to the NCAA tournament and March Madness. You're listening to the Student Section on 90.7 The Capstone.